Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have Bezalel Ethan Raviv. He is the co-founder and CEO of the Lionsgate Network, a blockchain intelligence firm specializing in tracking and recovering crypto assets stolen in hacks and scams. And Mr. Raviv, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and we are very appreciative of what you do in the space and for joining us here today. So for starters, how is crypto being utilized in cybercrime? I don't think most people relate crypto with cybercrime, so let's kick it off with that today.
Right. So basically, there are like four major departments. I mean, these are the most available scenarios. The fake trading platform is the leading one, basically dummy platforms that people, you know, just made up and get people to invest in a so-called market when there's nothing behind it. And there's also proxy platforms that basically look like a valid regulated platform, but there's nothing of a relation to the original one. There is the well-known, the pig butchering scam, which has some romance and affiliation to romance to get people to trade. And there's also the wallet hack, which is utilizing a malicious smart contract to basically get money off of your wallet by just pressing a single button. And there's also, that's the fourth one, a fake recovery scam, which is now is overwhelming because they simulate or give, you know, people information that is fake about having access to their money, and therefore they just need to pay a tax or a setup fee based on zero information. And the attacker in the fake trading platforms basically are the one to offer recovery service. So it's a very malicious kind of a vicious cycle all around.
We certainly live in a dangerous world. And again, we're thankful for what you do with Lionsgate Network in the space and to defend against all these horrible possibilities that could happen. Now, what are some of the biggest scam threats facing individuals? Let's take that further. And also businesses, and who are the common targets here?
Well, we're looking at, first of all, a $2.5 trillion US dollars that are all related to crypto, right? So this is no longer a very small financial corridor. I mean, this amount represents over 3% of the world capital. And people that are scamming through crypto, they enjoy a flawed premise. And that premise is that if you take someone's money using crypto, you cannot be traced. That's false. Because if you have taken someone's money using crypto, you believe that you enjoy the shadows. But essentially, you've basically placed the Madison Square Garden spotlight on you based on the fact that every single transaction in crypto can be traced if put enough energy and intelligence in its operation. We can, and that's what we do. We basically at Lionsgate Network present first and foremost blockchain analysis, which is the actual tracing of funds. Any funds, any token, any coin, any blockchain through any funneling will basically go after the money and come with feedback to our clients. The most targeted audiences out there are the one from tier one countries, USA leading the way, unfortunately. USA is the most targeted country in the world today as far as crypto scams, specifically California and Florida. And basically, we see a lot of new areas that are emerging in Europe and in Australia as well.
Certainly do appreciate the feedback and stunning how big the operation is here. Now, what are the steps of a crypto recovery investigation? Talk to us about that.
All right. It's actually very straightforward. As we've already mapped all the available option in 2 years of operation, we always begin with what we are best at, which is blockchain analysis. With blockchain analysis, our analysts will go after the current location of the funds missing. Okay. So we're after a blockchain ID, basically where your money is in this red hot minute. Second, we'll move to cyber intelligence to go after the entity of the person holding your money. And lastly, AML fraud teams that will get us through the obstacles that we currently experience with law enforcement and court, because law enforcement and court, unfortunately, in some of the states and some of the countries around the world, still consider crypto to be a monopoly money, a fake money, where it's actually originated with real fiat US dollar, in the states at least.
Certainly do appreciate the details shared so far. We're speaking with Bizalel Ethan Raviv, co-founder and CEO of the Lionsgate Network, a blockchain intelligence firm, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, why do law enforcement agencies struggle so much with crypto recovery?
Well, that's a great question, Eric. First and foremost, I believe it's a play to earn. They don't have a great incentive to solve difficult cases when it comes to crypto. And I have a lot of appreciation for law enforcement, but I do believe from countless of cases that we've dealt with that they always need an extra push. And sometimes we're talking about, you know, good citizens. I mean, most of the time, these are, you know, average, you know, the average Joe and the average Jane, who's basically been targeted and lost all their life savings. We're not talking about $100 or $300 or $3,000. We're talking about very sophisticated criminals that their job is to basically deplete your bank account from money until the very last penny. And they're, like I said, very sophisticated, and law enforcement are still, you know, contemplating on anonymity of blockchain, that blockchain permits. That's one. Second, there's no physical evidence, because in crypto, if someone's got embezzled using crypto, and they will go to the police, you know, downtown, or the FBI in that matter, and they will be receiving a very peculiar feedback saying either crypto is not real money, or we don't have evidence. If you have evidence, come back to us. So their case is not being dealt with in a professional demeanor, and therefore they come to us. I mean, in some of the cases, they do come to us. And when they come to us, then we actually provide them the hardcore evidence through blockchain analysis saying, this is where your money was originally. This is where it is now. You can take that to the police. And we prepare for them a very rich report for any officer to look at and actually understand what they need to do next. And their next available step for any law enforcement around the world, and this is something very interesting for everyone to know, really, that law enforcement can communicate directly using a Codex system, which is an internal messaging system at any law enforcement branch, if you will, to communicate with any wallet or exchange to freeze money instantly, having the right proof with them, which we provide. So they have a lot of power that is not being utilized the way that a common citizen who wants to get serviced, wants to get protection, can get today.
That is very, very interesting feedback on that particular aspect there with the law enforcement trying to recover stolen cryptocurrency. Good stuff there. Lastly, what advice do you have for individuals and businesses to avoid these types of scams?
Right. So everything is, I mean, if we look at all the thousands of cases we've examined, and serviced. It seems that the problem begins with where people give their trust away, right? So when they give their trust away and they believe something that someone says, that's where they lose control. In our cases, financially. They bankrupt financially because they give trust something that is obviously of emotion. They give it away. They surrender it. So we always say to our client, first and foremost, I mean, educate yourself, verify sources, seek professional advice and help. But most importantly, for your journey down the road, trust only yourself. This is the most simple thing to exercise because it doesn't involve any outside help. It involves basically just looking at the fact that if you trust yourself and your instincts, you will avoid not only crypto problems, but a lot of other problems that are communicated to some of the problems that we look at and some of the problems that we don't even deal with. So if you need to trust someone, trust yourself and only yourself, and it will help you down the road with all of the options and the experiences you will experience anyway.
Certainly sound advice coming from someone like yourself with your expertise. Really do appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on Lionsgate Network and or to be in touch with you, where's the best place to do so?
Our website, lionsgate.network, is where we feature all of the blogs and the process that we take on people journey, what is the journey with Lionsgate Network, the insight. There is also a bounty program for any analysts or people that sit on information and they want to report to us. They're more than welcome to do that on our bounty program. And any kind of information that we can get that can get people's money, there is compensation plan with it. So on our website, there's basically everything, and everything can be found there.
Sounds easy enough. And of course, listeners, you can find that link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience as well. Mr. Raviv, all the best. And we thank you again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Bizalal Ethan Raviv, co-founder and CEO of the Lionsgate Network, a blockchain intelligence firm specializing in tracking and recovering crypto assets stolen and hacks and scams. And again, for all the details, visit lionsgate.network. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.